The coronavirus pandemic this year forced businesses to adopt new strategies to stay alive. Restrictions to limit hours did not help revenues. As we head into 2021, what economic challenges may play a role in Central Ohio? With me to talk about that is economist and owner of Regionomics, Bill Lafayette. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Debbie.
We spoke in the summer when we were still all getting used to a pandemic. The businesses reopened like restaurants, but then they had to close early in November under a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. There has not been another shutdown, though. How do you think this has affected the region's economy?
Restaurants and other hospitality businesses have borne the brunt of the economic collapse that we've suffered. They account for 10% of the region's economy, but they account for about a third of the region's net job loss.
Ohio's unemployment rate fell in October to 5.6%, but remains above what it was a year ago. It is still way below the 17.3% in April. Is this a positive sign?
It's definitely a positive sign. We had a huge job loss in March and April, much worse than the entire 2007-2009 recession. But we've come back a good ways. People have gone back to work, yes.
Industries like arts, leisure, and hospitality are no doubt still having a tough time since social distancing makes those related businesses, theaters, hotels, museums, difficult to operate during a pandemic. What are you seeing?
They are in serious trouble. Our arts organizations are in serious trouble, and they are at this point on life support. And I worry that some of them will be casualties.
Last year, when I spoke to you about what you saw for 2020, you told me a lot about the negative effects tariffs had on Chinese imports of American soybeans and steel that President Trump had put in place. How did the trade conflict with China affect Ohio this past year?
Well, it's certainly not been helpful. Farms and exporters of Ohio-made goods, Ohio-grown goods, have suffered. And that's part of why the economy in Ohio has not done as well as the national average.
Will those still play a role as President-elect Joe Biden gets ready to take over?
It's hard to say. I haven't seen a whole lot on what the new administration is planning. I would certainly hope that we enlist the aid of some of our allies to pressure China to address the issues that still remain, the issues that brought about the tariffs in the first place.
What are the implications of the loss of small businesses?
When small businesses disappear and only chains are left, there are fewer sales dollars that remain in our community to create ripple effects that lead to growth in jobs and incomes elsewhere in the local area. Those dollars exit the region and their economic impact zero.
What kinds of answers do businesses in Central Ohio need to plan for 2021?
Businesses should expect that the economy is going to continue to grow in 2021, but at a slower rate than it did when in the first months as the economy reopened. It's going to be probably the end of the year, according to a lot of economists, before we return to where we were last February.
I've been talking with economist and owner of Regionomics, Bill Lafayette. Thanks for your time and happy holidays.
Thank you, Debbie, and to you.